Yes, indeed. Money, money, money at 6:39. The financial report sponsored by good friends at ABC. That's right. Albrecht Vision is our company in business 67 years plus, and for good reason. Answering all of your financial needs from wealth management to whatever is going on in your life. They are the team of players to contact. 434-9500 right in the heart of the Hop Hog Industrial District. Here in the rotation, always welcome the ace of the staff, Mr. Bob Quarte. Always good to see you, sir.
Good morning, Jay. Glad to be here, as always.
Great to have you. And, of course, before we went off the air on Friday, Robert, the U.S. said, and we got a little bit of a note from the Wall Street Journal, 209,000 jobs in July. So the job growth remained pretty much steady for last month.
Yes, it did. And unemployment rate went down to 4.3%. Which is a 16-year low. So if you just looked at that in and of itself, you'd say, things are wonderful. But realistically, economic growth still remains only at 2%, which is probably the weakest expansion we've seen since World War II.
That is an excellent point.
So there's positives and there's negatives. Yeah. You got to peel back the pages.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you look at the administration, and certainly, you know, this president will say, well, listen, the numbers don't lie. There's been a 20% uptick since I got into office. You know, he can make the claim. And, you know, listen, the numbers don't lie. I mean, it is true in that regard.
It does. But there are also a lot of challenges that this country, this economy, and this administration is really going to challenges. You know, the proposed tax cuts. I mean, they're talking about that. Is that on the table? I assume it is. But people wonder, can he get anything done? You know, look at what happened with Obamacare, twice brought to the table and twice failed. Talked about infrastructure spending. You know, where is that going to come from? When is that going to come? So there's a lot of things on the table, but things have stalled. But there are things that have just helped this economy immensely. Certainly the jobs report, unemployment rate. But the global economy seems to really be covering some of the difficulties the U.S. economy has had.
Yeah, no question. And, you know, you look at the Dow, and we hit the 22,000 mark, by the way, midweek last week. First time ever closed above 22, and that also, I think, was very much a positive sign.
Absolutely, but it's an eight-year run right now. And, you know, what everybody gets concerned, things go in cycles. So can it continue? How long will it continue? But again, you know, I think Wall Street is optimistic. There's still a lot of money on the sidelines that could hit the market. I think people are nervous right now.
I
talk to people, they're not putting money in the market right now because they're concerned of a little bit of a correction. And maybe a little bit, but it could always be.
So they're kind of cautiously optimistic.
Absolutely, absolutely correct.
Yeah. Here's a number that kind of concerned me a little bit. We know about the 4.3%. That's the decline in the jobless rate. 5.3 million. Okay, this is the number of part-time workers who would have preferred full-time employment. That, to me, is a sign that employers, as we put it, are optimistic, but on a cautiously type of ground here. Because, listen, they want to probably see how fourth quarter kind of starts, and we're in the midst of ending three, heading into four. So, in essence, you know, they're kind of looking at this whole thing saying, okay, yeah, we see some pretty good numbers, but let's not go nuts.
Right. It's almost like show me the money.
Right.
You know, we'll see what the earnings reports look like. And again, they're a bit concerned. And we've talked about this with unemployment rate at 4.3, 4.4, whatever you want to call it. There are still people that have stopped looking for work and the underemployed, just as you said. And that's a big concern. And even on Long Island, a lot of my clients, closely held businesses, they're not going out and hiring full-time employees unless they absolutely need to. It's kind of like that rubber band until it stretches to a point where I absolutely need to go from where I am today to a part-timer to a full-timer. They're cautiously optimistic.
Yeah.
And again, I think since the recession, the economy's been okay, but I talk to bankers, I see it in my client base. Nobody's going gangbusters right now. So it is that cautious optimism.
Cautious optimism out there. I'm going to throw something at you. This is from the Wall Street Journal. And it pretty much stated Americans are less likely to be laid off than at any point in at least 50 years. This is from the Labor Department data. analyzing everything. The rate at which people are claiming jobless benefits slowest since 1967, Bob. So of every 10,000 people in the workforce, 66 claim new unemployment benefits, and that happening in July. I thought that was interesting from WSJ.
That is interesting. It's a phenomenon that's really difficult to explain.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the whole thing is, while many, I guess, are the most secure in their jobs, since, you know, you go back to the Great Recession, well, the numbers also reflecting less positive changes, though, in some of the in the overall U.S. labor force, some long-term employment, aging workers, less manufacturing work, that type of thing. I mean, you know, it's kind of in a risk or a rise in risk adverse businesses, pretty much.
Yeah.
So the numbers are kind of interesting there.
And I do think that that's true. And I think also, you know, people are working longer, so they're hanging on to their jobs. And, you know, there's a, what is it, 10,000 baby boomers hit retirement age every day. So some of them definitely leave the work market. I see a lot of them want to stay on a lot longer. And I think a lot of them are still concerned about even retirement. So, you know, that affects their desires and whether they have the ability to retire. So, you know, they'll stay in the workforce that much longer.
Now, you mentioned a key word before, and that was global. So let's not get too crazy, because from a global outlook, that's something that we have to watch long term. Could have some residual effects here. China, we saw some big-time sanctions now against North Korea, 15-0 as far as the vote, UN, on Friday. So in essence, you know, we gotta watch, especially China here. China, though, very confident economically about its future, I was reading in the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah, I think China has gone through some ups and downs. They had a period of years where they were just busting at the seams and the growth was enormous. Then it slowed down, and now it's starting to pick up again. There's no question. But, you know, the world economy is strong, but countries like China are concerned about, you know, what we're apt to do as it relates to trade and pricing with them as well. So, and I think a lot of countries are a little bit concerned. But let's face it, the global economy has been very strong. It's carried companies that do a lot of work overseas. Boeing, a lot of their work is overseas right now, where they're supplying overseas customers. And McDonald's, another one that's doing phenomenal, not so much because of the U.S., but because of global.
No question. You know, everybody's talking digital these days. I'm going to throw a couple of nuggets at you. Bitcoin, Bob Corte, hitting a new high, jumped more than 16%, breaking $3,000, thus tripling its value for the year and crossing $50 billion in market cap, first time. Good news for the digital currency. You're talking a lot about digital and everything else. Bitcoin really leading the way.
I think that that's going to be the wave of the future. I think everybody asked me about that. We've been behind the times,
yeah.
But that's certainly the where it's going to go in the future. Everything is going digital, and that's just cutting edge when it comes to paying.
No question. So we'll have to see what's happening there. Really good news, though, for the digital currency. As a new rival, Bitcoin Cash, it was created by splitting as Bitcoin's underlying code, entered the scene last week, and maybe a little confusing to consumers and disrupt some of Bitcoin stability. That currency plunging 36% Friday, though. But interesting to watch that whole thing with digital. And here's something else I'm going to throw at you. One who wants to pursue the American dream, the state that people look to, I never would have thought of it, Iowa. Iowa. 65% of millennials consider home ownership a key pillar of the American dream. Iowa, the best state to pursue that. How interesting is that? Move to Iowa and the cornfields and everything else.
I had not heard that statistic. I had not read that, but I still think the first part of that is true. I think it is still an
American
dream.
Could be something to it.
Yeah.
Very affordable, it seems, to own homes in the Hawkeye State. Unemployment for young people relatively low. Path to ownership certainly become increasingly challenging in recent years. Shortage of housing on the market, especially, you know, the starter homes, first-time buyers, has really driven up the prices. So interesting there as far as the state of Iowa.
That is interesting. But you know, you look
stuff
at even the housing market on Long Island, it's still pretty strong.
It is.
You know, the inventory is not that great. Houses are turning over pretty quickly if they're priced right. And certainly certain areas are very hot.
Yeah, no question. So we looked the week ahead. We saw what happened on Friday. Mentioned about the close, a little over 22,000. 0.3 on the rise there for the Dow. NASDAQ jumped up. S&P, 10-year Treasury, Bob. 30-year bonds. Gold fell a little bit. Crude oil rose. But in essence, very positive week. Trends continue, you think, this week as we close Friday?
I think it'll be a quiet week, but I think you're going to see the trends continue. And again, you and I have talked about Trump. You know, it's been a honeymoon. I said 6 months. Certainly, it's beyond the 6 months. There's a lot of dysfunction there. And if he could get his act together, and I think if the Democrats and Republicans can get together in Washington, maybe they can really get some things done that could really help this country and this economy going forward. But I think some of it's going to lie on Washington going forward.
No question about it. You know, John Kelly, as far as chief of staff, I like the move. Hopefully we can end the real-life apprentice show and get some stability. Stability there, the key, as you just mentioned, but certainly, you know, all eyes as far as health care, you know, and where it goes. We've seen it defeated 2-3 times. You know, we've seen even a skinny repeal not really going the way of anything. So we'll have to look and see there. But in essence, you know, we got tax reform on the horizon as well that many people will look at once health care is kind of put to bed a little bit here.
Well, I think health care is put to bed right now. I can they resurrect it in the next 30 to 60 days and go through the same charade? I'll be surprised if they could do that. I do think he's going to turn his attention to tax reform right now. And that's a pretty big task. I really, and some of what they're talking about could have a negative impact on our Northeasterners, Long Islanders. They're talking about real estate taxes, doing away with the real estate tax deduction. That would take a big hit doing that.
And Trump in the midst of a 17-day working vacation. Let's accentuate that a couple of times. Work going on in the White House, construction, all that stuff. So maybe, you know what? It is a bit of a silver lining for him to get away from Pennsylvania Avenue into Bedminster, New Jersey, concentrate on a few things. Listen, we're going to get the tweets. We know that. But all in all, a little bit of the shenanigans kind of put them in a little.
You know, let's see him take a step back. Let's see Kelly. Let's see some of his advisors really step up and give him some the correct direction that he needs and this country needs. So let's hope that the 17 days gives a little reprieve to all of us.
By the way, one footnote here, Amazon continuing to roll. And, you know, you talk about maybe muddying the waters a little bit as far as the numbers, how good they are. Credit Amazon and Jeff Bezos and really doing a heck of a job there.
I mean, the job fair they ran last week looking, you know, to hire so many people. And people showed up. And a lot of the people showed up, not only for a good job, but also for health insurance. So, you know, you sit back and you say, what's the retail landscape going to look like in 10 years? Is it going to be just Amazon and Walmart and maybe one or two others? That might be it, the way they're rolling right now. So kudos to them.
Kudos to you. Bob Quarte, AVZ. That's right, the AVZ Financial Report. And, of course, located right on Suffolk Court. In the heart of the Hop Hog Industrial Section. Call them, 434-9500, 631-434-9500, and answering all of your financial needs. We'll be back after these words.